Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer booking at Billy Bob's. A Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate. We stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening. This is More Than Just a Podcast. It is season 13. And technically, it's episode 34. We've got a story to tell.
We can't tell it.
We lost episode 33. We've spent the last 90 minutes recording our views, our frustrations, our arguments about the 6-0 defeat against Arsenal. And right at the end of the 90 minutes, the computer crashed and we've got no way of recovering the recording. So we wasted 90 minutes of our lives, a bit like when we went to watch West Ham on Sunday. With me tonight, we did have John, the missing podcast. I'm going to leave there, episode 33, the missing podcast. No one
will might turn
know.
Up.
Well, you never know. It might turn up, but I doubt it. We will talk to Clean Feed and see if we can recover it, but it's not looking very likely. With me tonight was John, but he's left now. It's Kenning Townland. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing a pod.
Yeah, after 90 minutes. And Shedman, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my shed.
Shedman. Look, so we're not going to review the game again. We are going to go to question time. You know, you can imagine we had a very heated debate, right? Very shouty at times. Different views were made, but, you know...
You can guess who made what fucking views.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that to the imagination.
I could honestly say I think it would have been one of the best podcasts we've done.
I know. I'm absolutely gutted.
And I'm not joking when I say it.
It literally was an hour and a half and we just finished and the computer crashed and we haven't been able to recover it.
Sean's new computer.
Yeah, my new MacBook.
Can't use a knife and fork.
My new MacBook Pro 3 in space black, the Google crashed up when it tried to do a sync nightmare. Quick update on the news before we go to question time, because I don't think it's going to be saved. Look, I said this before, but I'll say it again, because no one's going to listen to the last podcast. The jury is now out, quote unquote, on David Moyes. They're going to slow down talks for a new contract. I think it's going to drift on now to the end of the season. He's not going to get sacked. We're not under no threat of relegation. They're not going to put in a caretaker manager. And therefore, I think it will go down to the wire, maybe April, maybe May, until he's offered a contract. You know, that rumoured 2.5 years does come from a very good source. Whether they relook at that, I don't know. Whether they relook at giving him a contract, I don't know at the moment. There is a set number of games that they're going to review it after. And again, I don't know what the number of games is. I know someone has speculated four, but again, senior source wouldn't say. Everyone was disappointed, including the board of yesterday. And I'm not going to go over old ground of what we argued on the last podcast. There are some names that have been offered to West Ham. One is Fonseca, who's the manager of Lille, And again, we went in depth about him. And the other one is Christophe Galtieri, if I've pronounced that right, who's in Qatar, formerly managed some French teams. Again, we went in quite a lot of detail about those two players, but look them up, two managers, look them up. Who knows? It's good to have a contingency plan if it doesn't work out and he's not offered a contract. And I must stress, these players are being offered to West Ham rather than West Ham, sorting or seeking them out. Hopefully, Pakatar will be back soon. As I said on the last podcast, Pakatar was just above us in the first half watching the game with his wife in the West Ham lower. He didn't come back for the second half, which a lot of people didn't. But hopefully he's going to be back soon. And hopefully Antonio is only a week, maybe 2 weeks away from returning as well. That's a really summarized version of the news. I went on length. But you know what? It's episode 33 is a missing podcast. No one will ever know. We know what we said, didn't we? And tempers got a little bit hot under the collar at times, didn't they, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fucking used to, like a couple of fucking brick walls.
Well, do you know what? It's all about opinions, isn't it?
Oh, fucking, if I could have one, it'd be nice.
But everyone got a bit shouty on the last podcast. It wasn't just me. It was you as well. Anywho, it's time for this. Yeah. Well, it's Facebook, Twitter question time, where you, the 8 or 9 listeners, get to ask us, the remaining 3 presenters, some questions. And I spoke about this on the last podcast, but you'll never hear it. Hello to the steward who helped me with my ticket on Sunday, who helped me get in. They're a podcast listener. Sorry, I didn't get your name, but hello and thanks for your help. Again, I went on at length in the last podcast, but...
And next time, don't let him in.
Yeah. Anyway, Nigel. Right. How many questions we got, mate?
So, I ain't going to tell you. Questions tonight, hey-ho, I said. So, I'll try and rattle through them, because I don't want to be here till midnight myself, to be fair. And it's only 9:30. Tony, COYI, Corey E. Pearson, not the Stuart version, says, why is Moyes so reluctant to use academy players? Even at 6-0, we brought Creswell on. Why not Scholes? Not really sure that's a question we can answer.
No.
If anyone wants to have a crack at it, I don't... I think this is...
Because they're not ready. I mean, he often says this. They're not
Moyes
ready,
looks
not
after Moyes. That's why. He doesn't care about the
Premier
kids'
League
careers.
I don't know if Creswell gets a clean sheet bonus for that. I'm just curious. But
no.
Anyway. No.
Not in fantasy, anyway.
All right, okay. Next up, it's Mr. No Lands, the chauffeur, beep, beep. He said, I'm sure there'll be lots of questions regarding yesterday. His question is, do you think we are so divided as a fan base due to being more of us than at Upton Park and the fair weather supporter? So what he's gone on is the hardcore 16,000 to 20,000 supporters. We're used to seeing the tight performance from yesterday, but the expectations are now so high compared. What do you think? Also, how many away supporters were in the home end yesterday? Everyone out, but especially Moyes. Gone full on. Beep, beep. Is the division because there's twice as many as there used to be?
No, there's always been division. Division about Sam Allardyce, division about the bond scheme, division about, I don't know, we just love to be divided as a fan base.
I don't think there was division over the bond scheme. There was...
Well, I know, the people who did sign up for it did pretty well, Nigel.
A lot of them doing well actually didn't sign up for it, from what I can gather, and
yeah.
They bought
and
in
be
at
honest,
the right time.
You'd sign up for one too if you could.
No.
I would.
No, I don't know, but this is the thing. I still view the original 880 as traitors.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Traitors.
Traitors,
yeah.
Maybe I thought it was a good idea.
I remember speaking to an old lady once who explained to me why she bought a bond after I'd used the word traitor. and it sort of semi-changed my mind, but whatever. It's basically her and her husband lived abroad. And they happened to come back to live in the country at the same time as the bond scheme. And they were worried that they wouldn't be able to buy a season ticket without having a bond. So they bought two bonds. Now, that was because of the fear tactics used by the club. And it was fear tactics. So, if you look about it, there was enough thing out there for the fans to say, don't buy a bond. If we all stand together, it can be defeated. And it was defeated because the fan base did stand together. 880 people didn't. Make that of you what you will.
You know? There you go.
I'm not sure about... I don't think we are divided. I'll tell you why I think we're divided. Is that years ago, the only people that saw the game were those at the game. So the others didn't really have one way of knowing. You could maybe listen to it on radio. You would get highlights. But now, all around the world, every game is televised. So that means all around the world, every West Ham fan that wants to can see the game and have an opinion on the game. You're always going to get a difference of opinion. Always. But I think the big divide is, you know, I see, you know, fans all around the world saying, this is unacceptable, sack the man. And there's a bit of me that thinks, there is a part of me that does think, well, Mr. whoever you are, Reno, in USA, can you really have that opinion? But is that me being, I don't know.
I don't know what you're being anymore.
I don't know. I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know, out of towners. I don't know if it started as a bit of a joke or whatever. Some people take umbrage at it. People can take it as they find it. You know, but the fact is that the globalisation of the Premier League, you can either see it as a good thing or not. I don't know. Because a lot of us, old people, look back on the old days as being, you know, we'd preferred it back then. But I'm guessing that all the old boys, when I was a kid, preferred it under Greenwood and Ted Fenton, or those old boys would have remembered Charlie Painter. You know, they may have preferred it back then. I think people just prefer the old days. When the kids that are 21, 22 now, I'd imagine in 50 years' time, they'll look back on Moyes going, weren't that fantastic?
I think these kids are full of fear. To be honest, I think that causes division.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we don't know. When we won the FA Cup in 1980,
I don't think people were that fearful then.
No, but we didn't know it would take another 43 years to win another trophy. At the end of the day, we'd just won the previous 16 years. We'd won 3 FA Cups, been in 2 European finals, and won one of them. The golden period of West Ham for trophy-wise was between 1964... and 1980 until last year. So we don't know what the future holds, do we? That's part of the beauty of it, though.
Anywho,
I just take fucking different to now, actually. There are times when I go to the football, I think to myself, I could quite fancy Championship Saturdays. Trying to win stuff, you know, not being fear of dropping out the champ, you know, the European places. Fucking miserable.
I think
that's what causes the division.
Yeah, the thing last week when I said to John has come back, but he's struggling with it. And I think a lot of that is because I fucking hate Sunday football.
Well, and he's moved away, he's moved out into the boondocks, right?
No, but I'll tell you, but I asked him, John. If it was Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs, all day long he wouldn't have a problem. I don't think Jay would. I know I definitely wouldn't. And people won't hear me say it. You heard me say it. I hope we don't qualify for Europe. I want Saturdays back.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I prefer. I don't like the 2 o'clock Sunday kickoff, if I'm honest with you.
Is 4:30 any better, though?
No, it's even worse.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I had a discussion today about 8 o'clock kickoffs on a Saturday. And I said, I'll tell you what, give me them all day long than a Sunday kickoff.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on a Saturday. So.
Absolutely.
Next up, Miss Dodsey. Good evening, one and all. I'm not going to bother with voices tonight, people.
No. We've had the life sucked out of us for the 90-minute podcast.
The next four games.
We're deflated.
Yes. The next four games see us playing Forest, Everton, Burnley, Villa. So how many points do you think we get? Dodsey's gone for six and he thinks we'll finish 12th. Brady out.
I think we get one.
One. You get one point out of Forest. Well, I know you... well, our predictions were, if I'm right, Sean thinks we'll win 3-0. I think we'll draw 1-1. Len thinks we'll lose 3-0. And John thinks we'll lose 1-0.
I think it was 2-1.
That was for the Forest game, but how many games is Dossier?
Right, so he's gone. So Forest, Everton, Burnley, Villa. Sean, how many points?
12.
Right, okay. There you go.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah.
I don't think... Well, Villa's at home, so they're not having a great time at the moment.
Yeah,
they've lost
it's doable. 12 is doable. Yeah. You know, it could be the kick up the arse everybody needs.
Four wins with three shots.
Yeah. Exactly.
Four wins with three shots.
Yeah.
Do you know why that ain't funny? Because there was one game this season where we went 1-0 up without a shot on target.
Yeah.
So I do remember. I don't know what game it was. I remember laughing that we'd actually gone 1-0 up without a shot on target. Because obviously, people, it was an own goal. I think we'll finish between 8th or 9th. And I think we'll get 7 points from the next four games. So, I think we'll beat Everton and Burnley. I think we'll lose to Villa and draw with Forest. There you go, said it now.
You think we'll beat Everton?
Yeah, I do. I do think we'll beat Everton. And I know that's away.
Yeah.
So, Everton, I think Burnley's at home and Villa's at home, if I'm right. Forest and Everton away. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Tom Devlin says, evening, gents. This is Tom's take on it. Now we've recruited well in the midfield area, do you think this summer's the time to focus on defence? If you'd just heard the latest podcast we've just recorded, you'd have heard us say, but I think we all agreed, defence is the problem. Tom carries on, Zuma's done, he can't pass run. A Gerd's a liability, seems to want out. Kufal's slow, gets sorted. And Oggy, who I love, is ageing. Emerson is the only one he's comfortable with in defence.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
And that reasoning there, Tom, I don't think we can really argue with you there. But then it does finish with, a striker is a must too, which is quite funny, really. Shouldn't laugh. It's weird because sometimes, you know, you always get the people go, oh, this is the best squad West Ham's had. And a lot of us sit there and go, nah, we've had better squads. And we've got a great 11. And bearing in mind, we're only one of them missing at the weekend. Not really a question there. I suppose we all agree, yeah? Defence is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I said, and no one disagreed, but I've been saying since the start of the season, we're going to need a new defence. January, Zuma won't last.
Yeah.
Still fucking playing him.
Yeah.
Well, another fucking idiot. So why ain't the manager done anything?
Well, Sean, you say who else we got. He took him off at half time. So it's Mavropanos and Ogbonna.
You were saying the last one, Mavropanos is not...
No, he ain't that great. But actually, is he not better than Zuma? When a bloke can't run as much as he can...
Got to be, isn't he?
When does that...
When's he turn into a liability?
Yeah,
he looked like he had to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, mate, buy another defensive midfielder.
The reason why I laughed about striker, Tom, is that obviously, more, you know, we went through... having managers under Scholes and Sullivan that bought 52 strikers, and I'm pretty sure, you know, and Moyes, I think, has bought two strikers, and they're called Danny Ings and that other one that we bought from Preston, whose name fucking escapes me. What's his name?
Jordan Hugill.
Yeah, Hugill. Where's Hugill now?
We went to Norwich.
Not scoring for Rotherham, I think, or something.
Rotherham,
like
is it?
Well, he's dropped down the leagues.
They sold him, didn't they?
Yeah, he was fucking shit. No disrespect to Jordan Hugill. He was obviously fucking better than us, but
that was Moyes.
Yeah, you're right. He's at Rotherham.
There you go. I thought he was. And he's
market
not scoring
value,
goals here.
$400,000.
Yeah. And not so much like
2 million.
Yeah.
Oh, he went to Rotherham on a free transfer from Norwich. Yeah.
And how much did Norwich pay for him?
€3.3 million euros.
What did we pay for him?
We paid. No, we didn't actually, but we did pay €10.2 million euros.
Oh, right. It's even worse than I thought.
Well, no, hang on.
9 million quid.
What did you say before?
10 million.
Yeah, so it's
about 9 million.
Yeah, it's anyway. 8.7 to be precise. Oh, yeah. 8.7.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get that exchange rate, Sean, because that'd have paid 9. Next up is the Colonel himself, evening all, Paul Sanders. He said, "I was amazed that the people who stayed to the end then booed. I mean, if you've suffered that, what's the point of booing? I'm sure the team knew how disappointed we are, and they can't understand booing at all. Look, it's a way of vocally telling the team." It is funny because there is one thing. I do remember going to a game in Germany, I think I said it before, and Dynamo's Dresden, 3-0 down, and the ultras made every away fan leave. They cleared their terrace. And the reason for that was to show them how disappointed, how shit the fans thought they were. That if you're not going to turn up, we're not going to stay behind and clap you off. And I found it a bit strange, but rather quite telling in the message. And maybe, you know, the people that leave have got the right idea and the people that stay have got the wrong idea.
Well, we both stayed.
I'm saying we might have the wrong idea.
Yeah.
You know, is not getting up and going. How do you show to the
getting
players?
Getting up and going. We did it.
Yeah,
that's
the thing, yeah. But those that didn't...
Are more as apologists.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, the fucking you stayed, didn't you? And I went...
Well, yeah.
And so did
true.
John.
I wouldn't call... it's not that I'd call them Moyes apologies, because if David Moyes weren't the manager and we put in that performance, I wouldn't leave. But the reason I don't leave is because I got made to leave so much as a kid early that I always made sure I stayed till the end. Plus, I thought we were all going for a beer.
Well, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, not all of us. Right. They'd already got home.
Yeah, that's true.
Aaron James Chick.
Blimey.
See, young and bad, you could have come for a beer.
Well, I still had to get home. I didn't have a train, did I?
No, that's the point.
If I didn't know that before I was on the train, I was stranded. I wouldn't have come.
No, I mean, your journey did seem bonkers, considering you lived the nearest.
It's a joke. Sunday's just
what time did you get home, Len?
I can't recall looking at the clock, really.
God, it took you a good hour.
Oh, and the rest?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest.
What time did you get home, Nigel?
20 to 6.
Yeah, I was about 6 o'clock.
I
reckon about 5:30.
Well, we didn't leave the view tube till 5. We left the view tube at 5. Or just before, because that's when we got on the DLR, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it was Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Ah.
That's just
like
how it
ghost
goes.
Town.
Yeah.
Do you know Aaron, that song?
Not the way you sing it. Yeah.
Specials. Woo boy. Woo boy.
Yeah. Can you try singing the Specials version then, Sean?
Okay, I will do.
Aaron James 6 says, "Hey, gents, at what point do you think the board think enough will be enough? I love this club and I was at the game Sunday. I didn't leave, but I can't blame the masses leaving. Football's beyond dire. Low block don't work. We didn't play a low block. We played a no block. The transfer windows made us weaker. Players look like they've lost interest, which they did.
And the fans.
That's true. Well, by going...
Well, definitely, yeah.
With his contract expiring, are they going to have a rethink, or is it a case of he's a cheap option?
You heard...
Moyes out, Brady out.
You heard the...
Everyone out.
Little jury is out. Quote
jury's
unquote.
Out, people. That's, jury that's out. Official from Sullivan. Evening all, says Anthony Collins. Not going to speak about the game. With Phillips going to take a few weeks to get match fit, what a pointless signing. It is looking that way, Anthony. Would you take losing a few games second half this season and finishing mid-table if it meant we had a better chance of signing Phillips and improving the squad in the summer? Well, I don't... Is that an option? I don't think you get to finish mid-table and strengthen.
No.
I think the likes of Caduce, Paqueta and all that possibly turn up because we had European football on offer.
There's a chance of that.
You know? So, especially Paqueta, because he came from a team already playing European football. And Caduce joined a team already playing European football. So, not sure that theory will bow out, Anthony. Next up, this old Bicester hammer, Grant Croxford. He does love a drink, old Grant. And he does love a Weatherspoons, but don't we all?
Yeah.
I thought the weather was nice yesterday, he says. Hope everyone's well and nobody's stealing any other site's work and passing it off as their own. That Brady you? Out, Sullivan out.
Who's that?
yes, Grant. We had a little discussion about that.
What is he talking about?
I think he's talking about your tweet.
What about?
What tweet? Not about your fucking stupid manager.
Oh, well, you say stupid.
Anyway, I wasn't passing on my own. I actually tagged you in it and said your research. Why would I? How could I be?
I don't look. It's his question, not mine. I'm only guessing.
Know what you're talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about, man.
Anyway, Belinda Kaikaikaikis.
Hello, Belinda.
Welcome back. She said, "Why Hi, are Belinda. We shit?" She says. Oh, evening, she said, by the way. I've missed getting involved, and we've missed you, Bill. Is there a short list to replace Moyes? As I feel we're at the end of the line. Four kisses. We can get the short list in a minute. She said she left at 5. She couldn't take it. And she hasn't done that since she was 7 months pregnant and needed to avoid the crowds. To be fair, Bill, you could have hung about. There were no crowds at the end, believe me. Despite Sean's claim of 50% of the crowds.
Oh, we're missing
game.
That out yeah. as well. 50%
of the crowds still at the game with on 83 yeah. minutes, despite yeah. my picture proving him yeah. wrong.
Well, that argument will be lost forever.
Yeah, I know. We won't live it again.
You weren't winning it, Sean.
No, you weren't.
By the way.
Well, we never know now, will we?
No.
We'll never know.
Might be lost for the best, really.
Shortlist, Sean Ray numbs out again, is it?
Sorry?
Who's the shortlist again? Just to give us the names.
It is...
General Galtieri, innit?
Christoph Galtieri and Fonseca. I forget his first name.
Weren't he the boss of Argentina when we won the Falklands back?
No.
Galtieri.
Galtieri probably was, but it's Galtier or...
Oh, is it? All right. Jeff Shepherd says, evening, fellas. After yesterday's performance, my moan-up might be a little bit off-piste, he says. He says, for a while now, the fact the broadcasters were informed of how much added time there was before the fourth official's board went up, I find an irritation. Now it seems that's not enough for them, and they seem to be privy to conversations with the VAR up.
Yeah,
they do actually hear it. Believe it or not, yeah. Jeff, the broadcasters do hear what goes on. He said they selectively give insights to the parts of the conversations between officials. He said, starting to piss him off. He said, I think it's about time the referee and the VAR decisions broadcast within the stadium. Right. Would it be better if we could hear the conversation in the stadium between the ref and the...
Yeah, I think a bit like Ref Watch in rugby. I think It'll be quite exciting.
Well, the funny thing about rugby, Sean, is that it had its own VAR controversy this weekend.
Oh, did it now? Tell more.
Well, with the last touch of the ball, Scotland crossed the line. Now, when the ball's gone down, there's a French defender's boot underneath the ball.
Oh.
But, the ball then moves sidewards and is grounded, thereby scoring a try.
Ooh.
The referee's on-pitch decision was no try because he'd missed the grounding. TMO look at it, can see the ball slide off the boot, say it's inconclusive, so stick to the on-field decision. Ooh. No try. Referee then blows final whistle, Scotland get beat. If the try is given, Scotland win. And when you watch the replays, you can see the ball's grounded. So all this about rugby, still bollocks. Yeah?
How about the Super Bowl? I couldn't stay awake long enough.
I weren't watching match of the day, let alone.
I thought I was a 49ers fan because I've got some relatives in San Francisco. But
I thought they were Georgia, your people.
They are, but we one of them...
Get about a bit then.
Well, they are, yeah. I mean, California and... this is what Americans do. They move over to different states. They spread everywhere. So we've got some relatives who live in...
Blimey, you'll be telling me that people from New York move to Texas next.
Yeah. Yeah.
In-joke, people.
Yeah.
Mark Hunter says, Nigel won't be pleased with me as I spent the second half in the podium bar with friends. Good luck to you, mate.
Has he got friends?
He says, having got the 850 from Bournemouth, sadly it was more enjoyable than sitting in that stadium. I never dreamt of doing this before. In my opinion, it's been coming. If Brighton and Bournemouth had their shooting Bonson, we could have been stuffed. Away at the Spurs and Arsenal, we managed to stay in the game, then see what happens. But it could have easily gone the other way. I mean, that is true about Arsenal away. If you look at the amount of...
Did they have more shots?
I think they had more shots at the Emirates than they did have at the bowl.
Yeah, the clues were there.
Yeah.
So who loses if someone's paid? And you know, we had one of our friends who paid £65 for an upper ticket against Arsenal. I forget how the general ticket was. Sum up to £100. Who's losing? Leaving at half time. The club's not losing financially.
No, they've took the money.
The person who made the trip is losing out of...
Well, I know two Arsenal fans, they sat front row on the Billy Bonds. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. £75 each. You know when they bought the tickets?
No.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And for all the people complaining that are too many Arsenal fans in the ground, at the end of the day, the tickets are on sale and they were on general sale. They weren't club members or whatever.
Yeah.
They bought the tickets on Saturday. They couldn't believe two tickets were for sale.
Yeah.
And they thought they'd got a good value. And I laughed.
These are friends of yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see any...
Well, one of them is. It was a boy and his girlfriend.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough.
Cool. You didn't see any. They were amongst us.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I didn't see any in our section that was.
Funny thing
too
is about Arsenal now, they're like the new rats of London. You're never more than 30 feet away from them.
Yeah, I know. They all come out the woodwork, don't they?
When they beat, suddenly,
I've got people in my team never mentioned they supported Arsenal until today. Yeah. Suddenly, are going, I went, so what? You've never spoke to football me. You've worked for me for 4 years. You've never spoke to football. And suddenly you're an Arsenal fan? Really? Yeah, right.
Next up is my good mate, Ted Sexton. How you doing, Ted? Good to hear from you the other day. Keep up the chat. Good evening, fellow frustrated Emmers. There's no question because he's still under the day. But he thinks better times are ahead.
It can't get worse.
Hopefully. Well, it can. We could be bottom.
Well, my predictions were still eighth,
though,
aren't we?
Yeah. All right. Don't go down there, please. Darren McBurney says, evening, gents. He said, a thoroughly disgusting performance. McBurney's obviously the McDonald's chef. a thoroughly disgusting performance from all involved yesterday. I fear that things could unravel quickly and we have another Burnley situation. Oh, please, Dow, no. My only hope is this sort of performance may place a flicker of doubt in Sullivan's head. Well, you've heard the news. He's flip-flopping. Anyway, on to the question. More Sullivan.
Well, I never mentioned that word.
No, you didn't. We did. Because, let's face it, Sean, in January, a certain senior source, who we all know was talking about contracts. Now, in February, after two bad defeats, well, we'll wait and see.
I don't reveal my sources.
No, of course not. We do, though. He said, as a 55 at the same age, we're roughly the same age, Daz. I've seen us get hammered quite a few times. Right, here we go. Which thrashing has hurt you the most? Brady out. What result has hurt you the most?
Ever?
Thrashing.
Well,
it could be a thrashing, yeah, ever. Not.
Well, it's an interesting question. Is it, and this question was posed last night, is it worse to lose 5-0 away to Fulham or 6-0 at home to Arsenal? I mean, they're both painful. Mm. Arsenal, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, my answer was I thought Fulham.
I know. I just like to go opposite to what you say.
I mean, not that I think Fulham's the worst. I know what my worst result actually was, and it may seem a bit strange.
Ever.
I know my worst result ever.
I think that time in the 90s when we took Arsenal in the cup, and they had, I think they had Bergkamp sent off, didn't they?
Yes. Was it the one we lost on penalties?
Yeah.
He elbowed Lomas.
Yeah, that's right. That was a fucking bad result. And I thought we had the better of them. When it was 11 against 11, I thought we were a better team.
They knocked us out in quarterfinals of both cups.
Fucking at Upson Park.
We'd gone 1-0 up. Had good memories. At Ivory, we went 1-0 up, Ian Pearce.
Yeah.
Equalised. Back to Upson Park. Johnny Artson scored, I think,
that's
for us.
Right.
I've just remembered.
Go on.
The Nottingham Forest game.
What, the 5-0?
The 5-0 under Allardyce. Mm. At the way that the kids
were thrown to the wolves.
I mean, I remember feeling pretty sick about that. I mean, that hurt.
Also, the Luton one or the one at Boundary Park.
The 3-2, and the 6-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Oldham one was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad. Actually, my worst game for me was we got beat by Middlesbrough 2-1 at home. Bernie Slaven scored twice. And it was like, I walked out early. When he scored the second goal, there was still 10 minutes left. And bearing in mind, my best mate at the time lived in the house across the road to the gates. We fucked off to his house. Because we're going down. 89. And I'd never been... And Middlesbrough were fucking shit. They went down with us. And they'd been beat all season. And you think, here's our chance to really do something to stay up. And we were fucking woeful.
Fell apart that season, didn't
How about...
Yeah. Don't even remember the end of it. You're saying that.
Funny enough, after that Middlesbrough game, we actually picked up results. And like typical West Ham style, put up such a fight that it went to the last game of the season at Anfield, where we lost 5-1.
Do you remember the game against Leeds? At home, Upton Park. 5-0.
5-1.
Went down.
5-1.
It's 5-0.
5-1. Look it up. I'm going to say it to
99.
Hold up. Three players sent off. Mark Vivian Foey got sent off.
Before his time, wasn't it?
No. Foey, I think, got sent off.
I'm thinking of a different game.
I'm thinking Craig Forrest got sent off and
it's
Ian
99.
White got sent off.
I think we went down to 8 men.
Yeah, we had three players sent off.
He's right. It was 5-1.
Di Canio scored us,
didn't
he? Six
goals, three red cards.
So did Di Canio score us?
I'm just looking it up. Yeah, he did. Yeah, well done. I thought it was 5-0.
Did it say who the sent-off players were? Ian Wright, definitely.
AR, yeah. So, go on, yeah.
I think it was Craig Forrest in goal and then Mark Vivian Foey.
Yeah, who got sent off, though?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was Craig Forrest in goal.
No.
Oh, well, Mark Vivian Foey got sent off.
Yeah. Only the other two.
He was the last one. Ian Wright got sent off first.
Ian Wright got sent off on...
First. Right, hold up. So Ian Wright got sent off 13 first.
13 minutes, yeah.
Foey got sent off last, I thought.
No. So the keeper that got sent off on 60 was...
Was it not Craig Forrest?
It wasn't.
Perhaps he came on. Was it Shaka?
It was Shaka Islop. Right. Who was the third person to be sent off?
Was it not Mark Vivian Foey?
No, it was not.
Was it Lomas then?
Yes, it was. Steve
right,
Lomas.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that one. That was pretty...
But funny, and now here's a funny thing is, right, and you both know my good mate. We were at the game together, walked out of there and went, fucking hell, can't wait to renew the season ticket. What a game of football. And the reason why, and perhaps here is a lesson for me as well, yeah, fuck me, did we have a go at Leeds that game. We attacked and attacked. Well, we only went down to 8 men at the end, but we were down to 9 men.
Yeah.
And we were still attacking. Still attacking. Yes, they were getting the goals up the other end, but, you know, we had Canio on the pitch, Trevor Sinclair and that. We had a go at Leeds that day.
Yeah, yeah.
So perhaps there is a lesson from me.
There you go.
Thanks for that, Daz. Moyes out, Adam Leverbarrow. I know he's more exact. He tweeted it enough yesterday. Evening, gents. Hope you're all well. Out of curiosity, how much would it cost to relieve Moyes of his duty?
Do you know what? Quite a few people have asked me that. So there's a way to work this out, and it's quite simple. So, in fact, Len asked this earlier. So his contract without bonuses is 4 million. He earns another million in bonuses, depend. So 4 million is layout. Right. So he's paid to the end of June. Weeks to the end of June. Does anyone know?
How many weeks to the end of June?
I think you're right. Yeah, weeks to the end of June, 19. Yes. So it's 19 weeks. So what we do is we divide 4 million
by 52
and times it
by 19.
It will cost 1.46 million.
Not a lot.
1.46 million.
Come on, find him now live on there. Tell him to do it.
1,460,000. It won't happen. It won't happen. He's here to the end of the season. Whatever happens.
We know that.
Adam continues, keep up the good work. Good job on financial episodes of the podcast. And he thanked me for my manager article too. Evening chaps.
We said we're going to do an extra podcast in the week. What did we say we're going to do?
We're going to do the cups. Let me do the cups.
And then we'll do it. Yeah.
So we crown the genuine, not just the league.
Yeah, yeah.
The combined. So we do the league, the cups, and then who is the greatest ever West Ham manager?
Who did we send your research to, Nigel?
I'd not. When you say we, I believe it was you. Yeah? You just, for once in your life, had the good grace to ask me first.
Before, yeah.
Yeah? You don't normally.
I know.
But anyway. Evening, chaps. Finbar says, I think David's a football genius. Bringing on two defensive players at half-time when we're four downs, inspirational. And then bringing on a left-back in the second half was blinding. Not to mention his second-choice right-back playing left wing. It's a Moyes masterclass. Give him 5 years. Brady out.
Sarcasm.
Brady out.
I'm assessing sarcasm there.
Sarcasm.
Next up, Martin Rowe Sports. Even he said, what happened with the Osman transfer? Why didn't we sign him? Is he going brighter now?
We did talk about this on the last one, again, in the lost episode. So, my understanding is, number one, not going to blame someone. We were talking to the wrong agent. There were two agents saying they represented him. One is ex-agent.
Meanwhile, Brighton were talking to the wrong...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Right. We signed him on half the price.
We were asked for £7 million in total agent fees and intermediate fees, plus £15 million.
Now, were the agent who asked
if Brighton are... Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go then. So you came up with these figures. By the way, everyone, he's trying to blame fucking Stark.
No, I'm not. All right.
Well, you were going there.
But, so, Sean, but this is the wrong agent that's asked for £7
million. Yeah, so
it's quite possibly that the right agent said we'll do it for two.
For nine, yeah.
Got a fucking bargain.
But they are also paying, I think, £19 million with add-ons for a player that's unproven. Look, senior source, quote unquote, we may have dodged a bullet. We may have missed out on a superstar. Only time will tell. Quote unquote.
There you go. Next up. Devin Jukes of Hazard Senior, yeehaw. Howdy, gents, he says. Any of y'all watch the Super Bowl?
Nah.
I started to watch some of it, right? I watched the first 5 minutes and fell asleep. Because we went to an ad commercial and you think, oh, Christ's sake. It's not exactly, it's very stop-start, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one thing you have to, I don't mind it, but not that and Usher.
I bet Miriam was watching it.
So anyway, yeah, probably. Well, probably ain't piped up today, sleeping.
Yeah.
James Wood, that fine actor
and
Trump supporter, says, good evening, gentlemen. Let's not talk about yesterday. What was the idea behind signing Phillips when we need a striker? I think we covered that. I don't know if it was in this podcast or the one you won't hear. He said, for me, he had half a decent season with Leeds under Bielsa, got an assist against Croatia at the Euros, and got carried by Rice for the remainder of the tournament. He said he believes there must be a player there for Pep to sign him, but yet to see it. Well, we offered £50 million for him, Sean, didn't we? Or was that
we did, yeah.
On the napkin.
Well, are you in the napkin,
on the napkin
story?
Yeah, on the napkin deal, yeah.
We've told that before, haven't we?
We have, last week, yeah. What are your thoughts on the latest window?
Well, again, we talked about it on the last podcast,
yeah.
But the story that Stidham put quite a few options and Moyes said no seems to be true. So I'll just repeat it. Stidham and Moyes get on personally, and we saw that with the picture from Russ that he sent me, you know, before the game. They like each other personally. They get on. They respect each other for their football knowledge. But Tim Stidham apparently is frustrated as hell in Moyes' dithering to make a decision on transfers, and if there's one thing that's likely to come to a head, it's out of frustration on he can't make his mind up who he wants to sign, yeah. And it's the one bone of contention.
Yeah, we could have had Wilf Saha on the left, and Moyes turned it down.
Yeah, who told you that?
You did
you
on the
did.
Last fucking
oh, yeah.
podcast.
I've just
lost.
Remembered. I'm not. I'm
it's
not...
all coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I've just remembered. I wasn't really supposed to talk about Saha.
Oh well.
Has he had enough in Turkey then? Has he had his teeth done and his hair done and he thinks I can come home now?
I'll tell you off. Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
We were offered Saha, let's just say. Right.
Gary Yamour. Good evening, gents. He says, hope you're well and recover from Sunday's traumatic experience. Do you think there's an issue with the dressing room?
No.
And do you think the comment in his post-match presser about the good times past that the club have had in the last 3 years sounded like a man desperate to remind us why he thinks he should remain? Sounded I think he like needs to give finished. That a rest.
He does need to give it. We're all agreed on that.
I think everyone sounded like it was finished.
He also looked a bit shell-shocked, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, but Sean, the funny thing about it, we all know what happened in the 3 years. We all know. Everybody knows. We've lived it. You don't need to keep fucking telling us.
Yeah, agreed. We're all agreed on that.
So anyway, much love. Brady out.
Brady out.
Matty Kemp sort of got a question for me. It says, evening, gents. Here we go. Your stats about Moyes having the best record as a West Ham manager. He's got a good point here. Surely it's unfair as John Lowe had a longer tenure. And it's not like for like. Or am I wrong in this assumption?
No, it's not like for like.
No, but how can you quantify it then? This is the thing.
You don't quantify it. That's the whole point.
But what?
I don't go around saying one painting is better than another. You don't do it.
Well, art critics do.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. That's not what they say.
They'll say he's a better painter than him, isn't he?
No, they don't really. That's not actually true, really. No, not really.
So why do the people pay different prices?
They don't even have art critics anymore, do you know?
If it's not about quality, is it about rarity? What's the difference then in art?
Well, listen, like I said with Force on the podcast, for me, it's all about what I see and how I feel. And that's the same with art, isn't it? If you see it and it moves you, then it's good.
But the idea was I thought I came up with a fair system. And when I started, I didn't know what the result would be.
I can't see how you enumerate it at all. You shouldn't do it.
It's just a way to come up with a system. How do you judge managers against each other? Goals scored per game. The only bit that I get where he's coming from is the longer the time you're there, the more chance you got of failing. And the argument, and I did put it in the article, is with Moyes, though, realistically, you can't place him realistically until it's finished, until his time, because if he loses the next, you know, 5 or 6 games and gets sacked, his win record's going to drop. Now the funny thing is, I can say by my point scoring system, call it whatever you way, the Duckworth Lewis, the Kahn, whatever system, point scoring system is, that Moyes would have to lose a lot of games to lose the points to be knocked off the top spot.
Mm. Now, Moyes is saying, hold my beer.
I've just checked, this is only 43 bloody questions.
Yeah, this is only halfway though, people. This ain't, I don't say Moyes is the greatest West Ham manager. What I said was, he's got the best record in the Premier, in league top flight football. You can't crown the greatest overall manager until you factor in the cups.
But it's these cups that are factored in might affect the other records in the league. I mean, what if they rested players for a cup?
Well, let's see what happens in the cups. The scoring system can't cover that. Well, I can because I invented the scoring system.
Well, that's where it goes wrong, didn't it? You just pulled the scoring system out of your arse.
Well, no, I think I've done it fairly. If you've got the worst record, you get a point. And if you've got the best in the cups, because there's 17 managers that have played cup football, if you've got the worst record, you get a point. If you've got the best record, you get 17. And then I awarded points for quarterfinals, semi-final, finals and winning trophies.
Guys, I'm just going to get some green tea. Have a comfort break now. Some green tea and some ginger.
Chelsea have just gone 2 points behind us.
Yeah. Who did they beat?
Palace.
Oh, that was all
right. I'll be back.
Palace went ahead.
Oh, right. Anyway. You know, but like all these things, it's subjective, isn't it? Well, I mean, I've come up with a scoring thing. I've come up with a scoring system. I made it as fair as I like. I never knew what the outcome was. People could say, oh, I've not gerrymandered it to whatever. I didn't know Moyes' record was like that. I didn't expect his win record to be as good as it was.
If you look at the average.
And I didn't expect his goal scoring record to be as good as it was per game. The funny thing about it was, and before yesterday's game, David Moyes was the only West Ham manager to have a positive goal difference. Yeah. To have scored more goals.
The only thing that is fucking positive.
Well, no, but he's even blown that now. He's now joined every other West Ham manager that's got a negative goal difference.
Mr. Negative himself.
There you go. Evening, gents. Question, how many points do you think we get?
If no.
Barry says 14.
He thinks
9.
What, for the rest of the season?
Yeah. He said, how many points do you think we get from our 14 fixtures?
Oh, what?
Oh, no. Here we go. Sorry,
a very Allardyce-esque end to it.
Here we go. How many points do you think we got from our remaining 14 fixtures in the corresponding games last season?
Yeah, someone else said this.
Now, what he said is 9 points. Mm. 2 wins and 3 draws. So surely ground to be made up there this season. Well, yeah, but Baz, last season was you know, pretty dreadful, wasn't it? It's the one season, it's Moyes' most dreadful season, because the other two seasons we battled relegation, only 50% were on him. 100% of last season in the league was on him. Nowhere to hide for that. But you didn't say you enjoyed the Maureens, and I'm gutted I couldn't make it, mate. I would have enjoyed it Saturday having a chat over Maureens. But he did go to Maureens and he loved it. Chris Kinch, father. Still father Chris. You'll always be father Chris to us.
Yeah.
Don't matter what team you're back for, son. All the same to me. Struggling to find anything positive to ask or say, but well done and thank you for still doing a podcast. If only you'd have heard it, because it would have been a cool.
You'd have loved it.
Conflict resolution people may have enjoyed it and all. Fenner's Fenton, my good old mate, says, what a shambles. Moyes has got to go. I know the board don't like firing managers early because it costs them, but if you just heard, it's only a million. But fuck me, Moyes has lost the players and the fans, right? Well, I think he's lost 50% of what you're talking about. I travelled 4 hours each way for the first half and left at half-time for the first time ever. I think that there may be 5, maybe 6 in that 11 that he'd keep. He said, but you probably covered it, but anyway, everyone out. He thinks Noble and Nolan should take us for the rest of the season. Not sure about that, Fenners. 5 or 6 players in that 11. Can you think of how many players would you keep, roughly, out of that 11? No. Areola, Emerson. I'd keep Ben Johnson, to be fair.
That's that from the back.
Right.
I wouldn't keep the kid from Man City.
No. Not unless he drops his wages. And actually, at the moment, I mean, he's making Souček look good.
I keep Kudus, but he won't want to stay.
Yeah. Obviously, Kudus, Paqueta, Bowen.
Yeah.
That's 5. But Paqueta didn't. Who else was playing? I mean, what? Walls. I'm not sure about Ward Prowse.
No.
Jew's out.
I think he's a thoughtless sign.
Yeah.
To be quite frank.
Big fish, little pond, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean,
I'm not saying he's in a big pond now, but he's in a bigger pond. And Souček. I hope.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm 5. Very sorry.
Yeah, that's not good.
We don't move on quick enough, I'm afraid.
Mick Clifford. Hi, guys. He says, great podcast. Do you think the manager argument's just futile without a change of ownership? I do, Mick. I think me and you are very much aligned.
I don't.
Changing Moyes is going to go for another safe bet. Brady out, everyone out.
Everyone out.
Next up is Tippett Stubbington. Given the stats between the Arsenal league wins and the Arsenal 6-0 defeats weren't that different, it's not pretty clear that Moyes' master plan is mostly just riding your luck.
It's
pretty clear. Well, I think it's something you actually alluded to. The players look like they buy into it until the first goal and then pretty much write it off.
Yeah, how viable, don't know how to do it. That's how it looked.
Yeah. How viable do we think his long-term position is? And there wasn't a lot committed to the low block. There weren't. There was no low block. He says, can the presenter's name a sport where to get to the top of the game, you don't have to ultimately look to assert your style of dominance over your opponent, as opposed to simply looking to spoil or disrupt? Feels like we've hit the shithousery glass ceiling. Yeah.
What he's trying to say is a sport where you can get in and wear someone else, but yeah, achieve nothing yourself.
There was a great stat I got told, and it's Arsenal's... this wasn't Arsenal's record win in the Premier League. It was their joint record win. So they beat another team 6-0. Who do you think that team was?
Tottenham?
No. Everton.
Ah.
Who do you think the Everton manager was?
David Moyes?
It was indeed.
But you don't expect that from a David Moyes side.
No, no.
Is that the Arsenal stat?
Yeah. This is their joint record win in the Premier League. But they've done it against the same manager. So their record win before they beat us was 6-0, and it was against Everton in 2009. Did you know that, Sean?
I did.
Right, there you go.
Although it was at home instead of away.
Oh, there you go. It makes all the difference. Jake Daniel says, evening, gents. Do you think our centre-backs are dreadful?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zuma's knees are.
They are. I'm going to whisk through. I will read it through, but obviously there's a lot to get through on. It's fucking late. Andrew Wall, how you doing, Ant? Bet you've gone to the cricket. Wish you'd gone to India to watch the cricket, mate. Hello, chap. Said not sent a question for a while. But after that embarrassment, I had to send something in. He said he left after Rice scored, so you lasted well. But he'd wish he'd gone at half-time. Yeah. Any chance Noble and Keane, mate, take over the rest of the season? No chance, to be fair, Ant. He thinks his Moyes has lost the dressing room. And if he gets another contract, the ground will be half empty next season. Enough is enough. The football's dreadful. We rode our luck. And we, you know, before Christmas to get them results, Arsenal, Spurs, Man United. It is funny that they were our last three wins. Brady out, Moyes out.
Everyone out.
Big up the Adam Levitt. He says, hello, boys. Yes, he was crap, not good at all, but felt we would get smashed. He said, because Arsenal are a good side. And we can't really think about it and take it too hard. But we go on, he said, and I feel give two games if we can beat Forest or Brentford. But then he thinks Potter is a good chance to bring in. He said he loved it when we were 5-0 down and people were singing. It felt like the old days again. You missed that, Jay. The old Ironworks Alliance popped up.
Oh, right. At
5-0, actually, the crowd started singing. Yeah. So fair play to them. And they didn't bang a drum or dress in black.
How did you know it was them?
Because they took the credit for it on Twitter.
Oh, right.
So.
They'll go far.
There you go. Thanks for that, Adam. Lee Willoughby says, how does he still have a job? Not renewing his contract is too late. The team's on its knees. We need fresh hope now.
Oh, exactly that.
Dan Numbers. He said he left at half-time. He said, I don't go to see my team win every week. I go to watch my team play football, not sit back with a rare foray forward three or four times a match with minimal time on the ball. If anything summed up this tragic version of West Ham 2.0, it was putting that drone photo on the big screen at 4-0 before half-time of everyone leaving the stadium. Comical entertainment off the pitch, but nothing on it. Everyone out. Personally, at some point in a game, I think they should just switch those fucking screens off. Because I was getting annoyed on your behalf, Jay. But fuck me, when you're 6-0 down and they're putting up adverts, yeah?
Yeah.
You feel like saying, can you fuck off with that shit?
Yeah.
We don't want to buy it. And if you think I've swore too much, you should have heard the arse one. Evening, gentlemen. Everyone out, says Dingaling. He went for a piss just before half time and witnessed two of our so-called stewards high-fiving each other on the bridge in the Bobby Lower. Gooners, yeah, I said as I strolled past. By this point, I was too apathetic to even call it out and take it any further. Yeah. Past the point of caring.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, I think that's the thing that actually works in Moyes' favour, is I know more people, not angry, apathetic about it.
That's what I am. I mean, I'm angry. But, I mean, What I said in the last one, I'll refrain again. That I'm not here to sort of be reasonable to people, really. It's sport. If you don't make it, you cut and you fall aside. Hmm. And that's where he is.
Sorry, Ra, I had to take a call from my daughter.
Oh, we didn't know. sorry. I didn't realise you'd gone.
She's going to be a paramedic. So she, in the last month, she's taken her theory test, drive an ambulance, passed a C1 practical driving test.
She needs a booster seat. How the fuck is she going to
know,
sit up with a steering
wheel? Hang on. She then had to do a medical today, a fitness test, to carry 30 kilos to prove she can carry a patient. Now, you know how small Sophia is. And she passed it. So in April, with CCAM, she's...
Where's she going into? Into London or Surrey?
No, Surrey. Oh, Surrey and Kent. CCAM covers Surrey.
No, I've got a few people in the ambulance. It's a tough old job, but fuck me. These people are like proper...
Well, she already works for CCAM, so she answers the 999 call. So when you call ambulance service... She answers it. And
now
she's
going
to
be a paramedic. Well, good
now she wants to be a paramedic, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure there are short people out there that need paramedics as much as tall people.
luckily,
we got just about us.
That's mean.
And they can have her on standby, especially for panto season.
No, I taught her how to drive, so she's going to be a wicked ambulance driver.
Oh, my God. There you go.
I bet them two seats are fucking pushed forward.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not...
More room for the patients in the back.
Talking about, my Tesla's in for repair, by the way.
Oh,
so I've got a bloody...
We weren't asking.
I've got a bloody Yaris that I'm driving. It's got...
I'm sure that'll be upgraded by the club soon, Sean. What you have to be doing.
Oh, yeah, true. I'm going to have a tough week, as you said on
Twitter
today. Anyway,
sorry. You'll be fucking busy, I know that.
Dinger continues, because it is good. And I suppose, in a way, part of me is here. This is what the fuck's happened to our beloved club.
It's become a business.
The Premier League's a business.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we didn't have to do that.
More than just a football club, Sean. Yeah, and this is the thing I always argue. We're supposed to be different. You don't have to.
Yeah.
They don't. They didn't have to toe the party line. They chose to.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that.
We went, we gave in a bit with a stadium move. We knew that was a business move. And everything since then has been... Business.
Tell me a Premier League club that's not a business.
Don't care about your Premier League club. I care about mine.
Finger pointing, Sean. You're finger pointing.
I'm just saying.
Finger pointing.
That's everybody's.
Look inwards, not outwards.
All right, Luton Town then.
Yeah, well, that's one.
And they're not a business.
Do you know what? I'd argue Brighton.
The fucking very football club, Sean.
Sean, I'd argue Brighton.
Yeah. I don't think they are.
Different type of owner.
Hmm.
Benevolent.
Brentford.
Our owners are not benevolent. They're not.
Anywho.
Dean says, this isn't the West Ham any of us know anymore and it kills me. Nothing to do with the result because I just, like the rest of us, more used to mediocrity and poor performances. But this just ain't bit of me. Cheers, Karen. Schlag.
Yeah, I'm with you.
AI Sean. Everyone out.
Everyone out.
Disgraceful performance yesterday from Moyes and the players. Areola's side, but not totally surprising, given our form. Without Paqueta, we offer nothing.
Yeah, agreed.
I sense Sully's changes. Mine, Sean's as he is, we'll see. Can't see him giving Moyes a new contract. Don't hold your breath. Leaves Moyes as a lame duck, and not for the first time. We're likely to find ourselves directionless in the second half of a season under Sully's leadership. This could be a pivotal moment for the club. There's a big need for an overhaul, coupled with a lot of players out of contract. I think we're in for a few lean seasons. I really do. And he said we could lose Paqueta, Bowen and Kudos. It could get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's a future without Sullivan, Brady and Moyes, I'd take that. And there is actually, I'd buy into that. That it sometimes, if we could take a hit, be really bad enough that they do fuck off. The funny thing is, while I sniff at the Burnley, you know, people talk about Burnley because it happens that I think we got Burnley the same day. I think it's the same day as what we played Burnley in 2018. The date's the same.
Is it really?
The factors of what happened, we'll revisit it nearer the time, I think. I think it's March the 10th, yeah? But the factors that's behind right. the original Burnley protest are nothing to do with what's going on now. So let's not say, and I don't think you can organise a march and a protest because
are they suggesting there will be?
No, it was, people have muted. I've seen
I think
it
what it was the moment in the stand.
Yes. Yeah.
I think then people say it needs another. It needs another public burden. Shaming.
And I don't. And for me, the Burnley thing was actually partly the football side of it was the minuscule part. The football side of it. What had happened is they'd been found out for their lies and chickens had come home to roost. Perhaps they should have gone then.
Mm.
But they didn't. Do you see Trevor still in the box? I don't know, actually. Is Trevor there?
Trevor does okay? attend.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally I zoom in to see who's in the... Oh. You don't That's see him there story. Every game, no. but he's here.
Right, he's got some good points as AI, Sean. Before right, Christmas, on, Moyes was complaining about the number of games we're playing, yet we've looked worse since we're only playing once every 7 days. Good point.
Yep. Always do. It's always do.
Yeah. With the news that airlines are weighing passengers as well as their bags, have we discovered the true reason for Sean's diet? And who's more uncomfortable?
I've lost
at the
stone
moment?
Now, by the way.
There you go. Who's more uncomfortable at the moment, Moyes or Sullivan?
Moyes.
He's got a nice padded chair with Sullivan.
Joe Cruzell, you all right, Joe? How you doing?
He said, Joe.
Isn't it about time that you did a portrait to present to the Moyes eye an appreciation yeah. of everything he's done with the club?
Yeah,
only wish he'd talk about it himself, but has too much dignity to bring it up. Yeah. God bless
you, let me ask Len a question. Have you ever painted Moyes?
Nah.
On his own?
I drew him. I painted him. No, I'm not painting him ever.
Oh.
Would you not paint him once he's gone?
Nah.
Not
what other man? Which not with managers, the trophy. Which West Ham managers have you painted?
Lyle Greenwood.
Greenwood.
Not Billy? As manager?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, but you painted him as a player, not as a manager. I mean, look, let's get this right. Let's put it there. He was pretty poor as a manager.
Well, funny you should say, I was talking to Huey earlier, and I said exactly that. He went, well, which charismatic managers would we have fought for? And he went, Billy Bonds. And I went,
well, Billy Bonds was a bit dour, actually.
Yeah, I would imagine
the players weren't that happy with him.
No, I would imagine so. He also
I don't
asked,
think that ever
you're going to disagree. He also said, well, how about Kerbishley? I said, Bilic, you know, for me, his personality and everything. And
then actually, I've painted Kerbishley.
And he went, Kerbishley. And I went, I'm not sure Kerbishley was a real so
the thing about Kerbishley is, right, is that I actually feel we never... my disappointment was the fact that he walked away because I think he could have been a great West Ham. Yeah. Well, not that. He had every right to do that under his contract. So I think a lot of people would do it. But I just think... there was one manager there. If I look at that era, Kerbish is the one. I'm disappointed in the way he left, and I think he could have been.
So is he.
Yeah, I think he could have been a really great manager for West Ham. I think he could. And the thing about Kerbish, people moan and groan at it, yeah? He had to pick up the pieces of Pardew's. And maybe I'm harsh on Pardew, but the mess that was left behind. And maybe it was foisted on Pardew rather than Pardew's doing. He had to pick up the pieces, is it? And run with it. And then if people remember, then the car crash happened, XL go bankrupt and everything else. And then the money started to dry up long before the Icelandic owners, because that's when he sacked the biscuit baron, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got elbowed and Goodmanson took the club on and pulled away the purse strings.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, also... when
and I don't say that because he's your mate or whatever. I honestly do believe that.
No,
that
I believe
Kerbs is the one.
And he gets a little bit of a fair rap about style of play, but he did say on the field at Old Trafford, said next year we won't be in a. I can guarantee you next year we won't be in a relegation battle, and that's what that season was.
Yeah, but you have to stabilise, and in a way, perhaps Moyes is coming to the. I think Moyes is because he ain't the future. I said it in the pub, didn't I, Sean?
Yeah,
Moyes ain't
did.
The future at the club. He ain't the future. Yeah. And at some point, the club have got to decide when to go for the future.
Yeah, it has to be, this is it. But it has to be this term.
He has been fantastic, and I will argue, he has been fantastic for us. He has been fantastic.
At the right time, yeah. But we always held on for too long. And he did, to be fucking fair to him. Look, he must know things weren't going to get any better for him.
We had disagreements, Len, in the first episode, no one ever here, because we really did go for it, right? We lost it with each other. But you're right, right? You know, there maybe has come a time where West Ham needs something different. Now, whether that's next season, my question always is, right, and I've said I support the club, is who's going to come in, right?
Well,
they're out there, Sean. They're out there.
Well, exactly. Is Fonseca. Will Fonseca take this club forward? You know, certainly, I don't want a Jose Mourinho in my
Well,
club,
I'll tell you what. Right? Wilfried Zaha would have took us fucking forward on the left-hand side. It's got to be better than Ben Johnson.
Yeah, agreed. But
we can agree then it's not Moyes. Because if he's the target guy says no to that, he needs his brain testing.
I agree with Nigel. He's not the future of this club. And he's got a limited shelf life. But I'm about consistency. He's done really well. You know, and if he got us to qualify for Europe this year, and I know that's looking more unlikely as the day goes on, to get seventh or win, you know, the Europa League, don't laugh, then I think everyone will say, yeah, he deserves another crack at it.
I want to understand, and
I know this is, you know, having great with hindsight and everything else, I want to know who they're proposing to bring in. If we can make a change, I want it to be a young enough manager, build on. You know, for me, we had an option to sign Eddie Howe, right? I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, but we had an option to sign Eddie Howe.
You're full of good news.
Well, we did after he was sacked from...
I don't think he was sacked from Bournemouth, Sean. He left of his
own. Sorry, he left. Anyway, he was out of work before.
He was out of work, yes.
And we were offered Eddie Howe. And we turned that down. And he would have come. Yeah, he would have done.
Yeah, he would have come.
And it's a real shame because that's the kind of manager you think, well, look what he's doing now at Newcastle.
Luckily, Eddie's young enough, that when he gets sacked by Newcastle eventually, we might still be out again.
Yeah, who knows?
The one thing me and Nick Killington do agree on, this is the biggest job David Moyes would have. He ain't getting a club bigger than West Ham when he leaves.
And that's why he will cling on
with his fingernails to not leave this club.
But I hope also that you should know when it's time. I mean, Bobby Robinson spent far too long being a manager, and, you know, the same with Palace. Right.
Hold up.
How old is...
Hold up. Who?
He does it deliberately.
What?
Bobby Robinson. What? Who are you talking about?
Who was the old manager? The Newcastle manager.
Bobby Robson?
Bobby Robson, yeah. How old was he when he hung up his...
72, 73.
It's too old for a manager.
It is now, yeah.
And how old's Roy Hodgson?
75.
75,
yeah. I mean, that was madness from Palace.
I mean, Palace, it just seems crazy. He's 76, actually. All right.
I can't believe they sacked Patrick Vieira. I don't think they were in any danger.
I know he's born in Croydon, but Jesus. Anyway. You know, is he going to be the first manager to die?
While in service.
Jock Stein died
in service.
Yeah, in Premier League.
I think Frankie might have been there. I think that was the Australia game, wasn't it?
Scotland. No, it was. Was it not Scotland v Wales?
I don't know.
Wasn't Australia? It was Wales.
Australia.
Double check that, Sean. Jock Stein. He did die. I'm pretty sure they were playing Wales.
I'll check that.
All right, guys. With all these changes to FFP, this is Chris Savile Rowe. Instead of getting investors like Kretinsky, should we not be getting his company to sponsor the club? So it's an income. As Newcastle find out, there's no positive to having some rich pricks sitting in their ivory tower if you can't spend their coin. Brady out, Moyes out. Steve Mothersole, quick question, one I'd like to ask you, Jay. Should you renew for next season? Well, should Steve renew?
There's two trains of thought, Steve. You either think that I'm going to fucking sit here until everyone goes, or if you're really not happy, just don't. Because you don't have to be there. It's a TV sport now. I don't know. It depends how much you're paying.
When they came into the club, I did promise myself, no matter what, I won't walk away till them fuckers are gone. Because there is no way I'm letting those fuckers stop me watching this club.
Define fuckers. Who does that
Golden
include?
Sullivan and Brady. Well,
Monsieur Gold is
one down.
God rest him.
Yeah.
And it includes Brady,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. So when they've all fucked
I'm
off.
I'm out the Sullivan family.
No, and that's the thing. Until they've all gone, I don't know the kids, I don't know. But until these are gone, I will be there. Because they are not going to be the reason that I stop. It'll be on my terms, not on their terms.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading about Jack's thing. Do you know what? The footage at the time, the paper's printed pictures of him looking anguished.
It was terrible,
I mean, it said...
And he died on the side of the pitch.
Yeah.
On the pitch. So where's he taking those pictures?
They're taking
pictures
photos. Of him. Yeah. And it's all on it. As my daughter would say, the thing says he died of a heart attack, but she always corrects me and say, no, people die of cardiac arrest, not heart attacks.
All right, okay. So, and the game was...
Where was it?
Was it Anfield?
It was Scotland, and I had a heart attack. It's a World Cup game.
That's what made me think it was Australia.
Mimram Park, Cardiff.
Oh, there you go. It was in
Wales. Oh, so end of Scotland's match with Wales.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Fergie was the manager.
I could have sworn it was abroad.
No,
that's
Fergie
strange,
was the manager for... I'm pretty sure Fergie was the manager for the Australia game. So it would have been 85. When was it?
It was definitely that year, 85, 86.
It is 1985, September the 11th, 1985.
Wow, September 11th. Wow. There you go. Yep.
Yeah, apparently millions watched and the camera zoomed in.
It was a big game because whoever won the game went through to the playoffs for the World Cup.
It's a bit gaudy. When you look at the...
McAvenny played.
Coverage.
Yeah.
They zoomed in on him as he's dying. And
The final... The worst thing is, I think there was players celebrating on the pitch not knowing that Jockstein's dying.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Souness played, and I think he...
I don't remember that at the time, but I'm sure you're right.
Super Chrissy Mills says, yet again, Bald let us down, sixth place Europe, and they've screwed us. Sullivan, zero ambition. Why is he not more actively putting us in the shop window? Sick of him and the false dawns we never move on from. All right, it's a good question, which I'll read out. Who would you prefer to leave? So only one can leave the club.
Yeah.
Sullivan, Moyes, Brady or Sean? To be fair, I've added the Sean in just for a laugh.
Oh, thanks, because I'm not even in the club.
I just even put Sullivan, Moyes or Brady.
Go on then, you answer
first. If Sullivan goes and someone have to come in and they'll replace Moyes, someone replaces Sullivan, then Brady won't hang around either, so get rid of Sullivan.
Yeah, well, and that is exactly my reasoning. Sullivan goes, Brady goes. Sullivan and Brady goes, Moyes goes. Moyes goes, you're still stuck with Sullivan and Brady. Brady goes, there's a good chance Sullivan will stay and Moyes will stay.
As I'm being called of gender fluid, I'll go with Moyes.
All right. He said, everything is shit. I left at half-time. He said, nearly every match I've attended for 40 years, he's never left 48th minute. Fuck this lot, it's pathetic. A couple more, and I think we'll call it time.
Yeah.
Aaron James Chick says, what point do we think the Bald's had enough? He said, I love the club. I was at the game Sunday, but I didn't leave, but he can't blame the masses. A few more. which is Daryl Holly. Can't think of anything positive to say. I can't face hearing anything West Ham until later in the week.
I agree with that.
He said, I thought Declan showed class that a lot of Arsenal fans seem to lack. When he scored, he actually tapped his chest.
Yeah, he tapped the badge.
Yeah,
and yeah, he did seem to do that. You're
was
right.
Was that like a sorry or what? I couldn't work that out.
Didn't seem to say
I'm
sorry.
I think he felt our humiliation and decided the correct path. Good on him. He said, I don't want a yellow card. So my question is, who is your favourite ex-player that has gone on to play against us in a match? Wow. This will be the last question. Favourite ex-player? For me, probably Carlos. I would say when Tevez came back, lordy lord.
Who's your favourite? Sorry, I asked the
question. Who's your favourite ex-player to come back and play against us?
No, if I answer this one, it will be. I mean, I always thought Scotty Parker got. I always liked Scotty Parker, three-time winner of Hammer of the Year, and I know he went to Spurs, but
so
I thought
did
he did
Martin
it.
Peters, so did Martin.
Yeah, and I think he did it classy, and I liked Scotty Parker, and I didn't. No, he's got a short career. And he didn't get the, you know, when he came back to West Ham, he didn't get the, because he went to Spurs, he just didn't get the praise that he should have done. So I'd say Scotty Parker.
Jay?
The only one I can think of is Paul Goddard, actually.
Yeah, he did. He did get a good reception.
We didn't really want to sell him, did we? It was only the fact that we, for once in our lives, were two in-form strikers. And he come back showing no loss of form either.
I remember him at Newcastle away once. Newcastle. It was the last game of the season. And he came up to the West Ham fans. Bear in mind, it was probably about 1,000 of us penned in the corner. Maybe a bit more, not many. It was so long ago, Gazza was still at Newcastle. And he came up to the West Ham fans to give us all a wave and say hello. And I thought, oh, that's quite nice, actually. And he got a good reception from the West Ham fans.
Yeah.
Funny enough, players that score, I remember Rio's goal for Leeds, and he didn't celebrate. And I think he got quite a good reception.
Yeah, I think he did.
It was at the time when he was still well-liked.
Yeah.
Hey-ho.
You don't even fucking mention Leeds now.
Anyway, we did mention Joe Cole when he was at... Aston Villa, but
talking Chelsea, actually.
Oh, Chelsea, yeah. Because Frank Lampard. But you know what? Frank was always still a West Ham fan deep down. I don't care what he said.
Oh, no.
With Ali, he used to have she bumped into him once and had a conversation with him. And, you know, he said, look, I know I get grief, but I still look cheekily at West Ham result, and
his mum was a hammer.
His mum had a West Ham funeral. His dad was a hammer and played for West Ham. You know, you don't just turn that off.
No, I don't think you do. You can dislike the fan base, but support the club.
Yeah.
So,
anywho, we're at 85 minutes, so we've done 3 hours today.
I know you people can't believe it, but we have done three hours.
Exhausted. Yeah. It's 90 minutes of our life. We won't get back.
Sean?
I think it's almost zero. Look, if you know anything about, we use a piece of software called CleanFeed, which does our studio stuff that mixes it all in. And just to explain, we had a technical malfunction where the browser crashed. But for what we can work out, that audio recording's kept in memory. I hadn't downloaded it because it's usually very reliable. And it's lost forever.
Maybe for the best.
We did get a little bit heated.
If you ever seen the Beatles film Let It Be, I think it's Let It Be, when George Harrison gets up and says, "Well, if you want me to play, I don't want to play," and George Harrison leaves, that was me
Anyway, anywho, I've been Sean. Nigel has been.
Yeah.
And Len has been.
Yeah.
Come on, you Irons. We're back next week.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. be more.
More than just a podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.